Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So because I live in Vegas and I've been in Vegas off and on since 1981, I get a lot of questions about gambling and about Vegas. And I don't necessarily bring it up on the show because I'll talk about Nevada and I'll talk about Vegas when it seems to be pertinent and there's a headline. But it seems to me that many of you are interested in doing a domestic trip now that the recession's coming and it's expensive to travel. And a lot of you guys want to try your luck in Vegas. And, you know, having been here now for, you know, over 40 years, even though I lived in L.A. and I went to UCLA and I lived in Reno and went to UNR and things like that, for the most part, I've been here multiple decades. And so I've been asked, do I gamble? I've been asked, do I win? I've been asked, what do I gamble? And some of you guys have noticed that I've been playing bingo. Hey, now listen, I'm not retiring. I started to play bingo because, one is, it's the probably slowest way to lose money in Las Vegas. If you want to feel like you're playing and get some free drinks and feel like you're a little part of the action but not want to spend a lot of money, bingo's your game. In fact, I used to do that in college. We used to sneak into bingo because you could get some free drinks. And you could, I would only get like a cranberry and whipped cream. They would put cranberry and whipped cream on it. It was like really, really yummy. I forgot where I would go. But you could basically sit there and get some free drinks and not have to spend a lot of money. But I take my mom and I take my friend's mom and they have a good time and they, you know, and they play. Sometimes my son joins us and he wins. My son wins a lot when we go. So, you know, bingo is not the biggest money maker, but it's something I've been doing because I don't want to play craps. Blackjack's getting more expensive because, you know, you used to have $5 tables where you could just bet $5. Now most of the tables are $25 a hand. $25 a hand, my limit is $25. When I go gambling, I don't spend more than $25. So there's no way I'm going to do that for just one hand. I used to play roulette. I didn't win a lot with roulette. I was playing roulette one day, and these guys that were running around for a bachelor party, somebody put, gosh, maybe $100 on black 17. And I think that's, is it 35 to 1? I forgot how much he made, but he made a lot of money. And so, and because again, it hit black 17. So I'm like, dang, I'm not that lucky. But there was a lucky resident. Apparently, somebody won $230,000 on a, it was a, the Dollar Storm machine. He was on his first $100 playing this machine, ends up hitting a $230,000 jackpot. A woman from Arizona won a $233,000 jackpot on a 25-cent Wheel of Fortune game earlier this month. This is according to Westgate. Westgate is a hotel that used to be the Las Vegas Hilton where Elvis would play. So it's a very, very famous site. It used to be one of the largest hotels in the world until other hotels, I think like MGM and other hotels built and beat them. But it's called the Westgate now, and it's kind of near the convention center and all that. So when you see somebody get, you know, $230,000 jackpot, you know, it starts to make you think, okay, wait a second. You know, I could make a couple salaries, annual salaries, just by going to Vegas. And that's the draw. So the questions that I get asked are, you know, what do you play? Do you really win? Can people really win? Well, here's the thing, all right? So me, if I do play a little bit, I'll play blackjack as long as it's a $5 hand. If they don't have $5 hands, I don't play. Just 25 bucks a hand is just too much for me. I play a little bit of craps with my father, but it was too intimidating. Craps, interestingly, is the only game where if you play the pass or the don't pass or the come or the don't come, you actually can marginalize the house's advantage. The house will always win, but it's nice to be able to you know, either bet one side or the other, and you have more choice, but you still, I think, can lose. With these slots, they're electronic, and there's a pattern to them. And so sometimes they hit, sometimes they don't. So for me, I didn't really want to trust the whole electronic thing, you know, but they are programmed to hit. And the reason why they're programmed to hit is because if word got out that nobody ever wins, that nobody wins anything, nobody would come to Vegas. So you need these stories of I won $2,000. I won $233,000. That's why it gets publicized all over the place. It makes national news, world news, that somebody made a couple hundred grand at a, you know, on a slot in Vegas because they want people to come in. A lot of people will lose, but who are the ones that win? You know, those that I were able to talk to, I got a little bit of a profile on some of these winners. And, you know, we'll hear of locals, you know, locals being the ones to win, you know, the big jackpots. You don't really necessarily hear somebody flying out to Vegas for the first time and then winning the biggest jackpot. They may win some money in beginner's luck, but usually the bigger jackpots are the ones that are religious about it. So if you ask some of these locals how long have they been playing those machines, don't be surprised if they say 10 years, 20 years. You know, they win some, lose some, and then finally it hit. And so how locals play is they do the odds game where if you, you know, play 10 times or 20 times or 30 times, at some point you increase your chances. And you see, he started out with $100, and it was his first 100. I'm not going to spend $100 on a slot machine, no way. And that's his first 100, which means there is a possibility that he has lost a lot of money prior to this. Now, I'm not saying that to deter you, okay? You could have beginner's luck come out here and win, but keep in mind that when people gamble, especially locals, there's a process they do. I mean, we're not stupid, okay? We don't want to just throw money away. And the local market in Las Vegas is huge. That's why it was so destructive losing three local hotspots in Vegas after the lockdown that never reopened because, you know, locals keep, you know, the casinos running. But there's patterns and, you know, we learn these patterns and then we try to take advantage of that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So as you know, I'm licensed in multiple states. And what we are seeing with this BA5 wave is not only adults, you know, who've been a little bit, you know, fatigued by the whole COVID talk and, you know, the whole COVID pandemic, but we're seeing kids get it. And we're seeing kids get it, some of them for the first time, because now they're 2 or now they're 1 year old or they were born during the pandemic. And some of these kids are struggling, either with asthma, croupy cough, breathing, coughing fits, reflux. And we're learning more and more about what COVID can do with kids. So as you know, the CDC has approved and authorized COVID-19 vaccines, now emergency authorized, for those 6 months and older. However, there's lots of parental hesitancy. So joining us next to kind of, you know, navigate us through what parents can do is Dr. Catherine O'Neill. Dr. Catherine O'Neill is joining us, and she is the Medical Director of Infection Control and Prevention at Our Lady of the Lake Regional Medical Center. Dr. O'Neill, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Good. Yeah. So, you know, we're glad you're on because we've, you know, parents have been a little hesitant about the three-part series, Pfizer, the series with Moderna, and they are concerned that if their children are having COVID now, do they let their bodies rest up? You know, do they get the vaccine right away? So there's been lots of questions that we've been fielding, and I love your expertise. So talk to us about what you're seeing with children and COVID.
What we're seeing with children in COVID is the same thing that we've seen with adults in COVID to a certain degree. There are kids who are more at risk of getting severe COVID than others, especially kids under five. We've seen more of those kids affected severely by COVID than we've seen older kids. But even in older kids, we've seen older kids severely affected by COVID and then also having long COVID, just like our young adults who say, I'm fine, I feel fine, I'm healthy, just like many older kids, but then they get COVID and they go on to develop long COVID. They go on to develop diabetes at a higher rate than other kids who have either been vaccinated or have not had COVID yet, all very concerning things for their future as a healthy person. And so just like adults, it's a grab bag of different issues with kids, but the same things hold true. Unvaccinated children are more at risk than vaccinated children. Mm-hmm. Kids who get COVID or have had COVID previously are more at risk of developing further diseases like diabetes and are also more at risk for long COVID. And so it's still more safe to vaccinate your children than to worry about what if I don't? When's the right time? Do I do this now? It's just been shown in multiple studies and across all the kids that we've seen that the time is now. And it's time to get our kids vaccinated and up to date, just like we do with every other vaccine before we start the school year.
Mm-hmm. And another thing that studies are showing is the mental effects of the actual COVID virus. There are kids with anxiety, depression, insomnia after being exposed or acquiring COVID. And so, you know, when parents might be looking at more of the, you know, somatic issues, you know, with coughing and things like that, you know, to determine their decision, you know, also realize that there's other things that you might not be able to quantify or immediately or be that apparent. And it's kind of frightening. This virus, I've never seen anything like it in my multiple decades of practice. And it's a very, very, very odd beast.
It is. None of us have, although we've seen glimpses. So, you know, we've definitely seen people who come into the world and remain unvaccinated and are at higher risk. But what we've also seen is, you know, as physicians who practice a long time, seeing a lot of patients, you and I have seen people adversely affected by new viruses. And we've always said, why did that happen? Why is that particular person at risk? Why were they the person who had the severe outcome? And unfortunately, right now, we're all at risk at the same time, all at risk of these severe outcomes. And so the neurologic effects of a new virus or a virus that you don't have great immunity to can cause a variety of illnesses. They can cause long-term neurocognitive dysfunction. So basically, you're just not as capable as you once were. And we're seeing that in adults and kids. They can cause long-term anxiety. They can cause long-term depression. And we know that this virus gets into the brain when it affects kids and adults. And we know that the best way to prepare your body for that so that you can fight that virus when it comes and hopefully decrease those symptoms is to get vaccinated. So that your body has some sort of fight ahead of time. If it's not prepared, you're more likely to suffer those consequences.
And I have patients in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and many of them have asked, you know, when the new shot, when the new mRNA formulated one that might address some of the spike protein mutations will come out. We've heard different things from Moderna and Pfizer. What have you heard?
The only thing that I've heard is in the CDC updates, they've also alluded to a new vaccine coming out for the fall, but you know, in Louisiana, the fall is still very far away if you're looking at the temperature right now. And the fall is definitely going to occur after we go back to school. And so I don't think that we should in the midst of this huge surge of B5. I don't think that we need to wait for the next vaccine when we already know that this current vaccine does offer great protection to kids and adults for all variants. And the most up-to-date you are on your vaccines gives you the most protection. So kids over 5 are approved for a booster, and if it's been greater than 5 months since your child over 5 has been vaccinated, it's time to go ahead and get boosted. Even though this new variant is less likely to respond to vaccines, what we're seeing is that in the boosted population, they are having less COVID and definitely less serious COVID once they've been boosted, and that applies to B5 as well. So it's time to get up to date. Even if you've been previously vaccinated, go ahead and get that extra shot.
Absolutely. And then, we've been advising them what the CDC has said is if you have COVID, you know, wait until you're out of isolation to get your vaccine. Some parents want to wait a little bit longer than 5 days to vaccinate after their child has COVID illness. What are you recommending?
I'm recommending that once you feel better, you know, I don't want you to go into any place if you're still having a terrible cough, if you're still having fevers, and we know that some of those symptoms last longer than 5 days. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so you should be recovered from your illness before you receive a vaccine, and we've been giving that advice to parents for years. We don't want to give a febrile child a new shot, right? Mm-hmm. However, once you're recovered, go ahead and get your vaccine. We no longer are waiting 90 days. That was the initial recommendation, just to allow vaccination for as many people as possible. That is absolutely not the case. And we have a very large population-based study that shows that if you have COVID and you get vaccinated after having had COVID, you're less likely to develop long COVID. So we do want you to go ahead, and the minute that you're starting to feel better and your cough is better and your fevers are gone, go ahead and get to the doctor and get your vaccine.
Exactly. You know, long COVID is still, we're still learning so much about medical issues that, mm-hmm. you know, can make you vulnerable. And, you know, whether it's, you know, the virus that's rebounding or the virus that's persisting or the inflammation from it. And so, one thing that I think a lot of people, forget is these vaccines do take a couple weeks to induce the immune system. Sometimes you get an immediate, sometimes it takes a couple weeks for the mRNA to make the spike protein. So to plan ahead for the fall, it does mean you need to, especially with children and their three-dose series with Pfizer, they would need to start about now to start having that protection by the fall.
Absolutely. You start to see some antibody production a week or so after your first shot, but it is not the antibody production you want to feel fully safe. And so just like the flu, you want to plan ahead and be vaccinated ahead of that next surge. And, you know, if past predicts the future, we will continue to see this summer surge go on for quite some period of time over the next several weeks. And then we will have another surge because we're humans and we get together and then we go back to work and school and then we get together again and surges are going to occur. So this pandemic will never be over. We have to adjust to it by vaccinating as many people as possible so that we handle these surges better.
Eventually, will we get to like a yearly vaccine? I know a lot of frustration that many people have is it's a booster every 5 months. And, do you foresee us being able to have once a year kind of like flu shots, or is our flu shot technology lacking such that, we're seeing with flu shots, you need a booster sometimes in the early spring?
Right, so I think that we're still so early in this pandemic. We're tired of talking about it, and we're so weary of it, but we're so early in this pandemic. We're so early in this new technology for vaccinations that it is impossible to tell what the timing 5 years from now will be like for boosters. Will we need to get them? Will some people need to get them more often? I do know right now that the evidence that we have shows that the more recently you're boosted, the better able you are to handle a surge. You're less likely to get sick at all. And then if you do get sick, you're less likely to get hospitalized. So I think right now we have to focus on what we know, and that it's time to get vaccinated.
And go to www.vaccines.gov. Thank you, Dr. O'Neill, so much for joining us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hunter Biden's lawyers insist he's divested from a 10% stake in a Chinese government-linked company, but refuse details of the sale. Chinese business records still list Hunter Biden as an owner of the Chinese investment firm BHR Partners. The CDC has announced drug overdose deaths surged by 30% during the first year of the pandemic, with Black and Native American communities being hit the hardest. Fentanyl has accelerated the crisis, and since President Biden's open border policy, the abundance of fentanyl in America has seen the black market price drop dramatically. Dr. Edward Chapman, a physician in Washington, D.C., tells PBS ODs continue to climb in his area.
And then we saw another 4 or 5% increase between 20 and 21. So our overall increase since 2019 has been about 50%.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wet my whistle. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again for joining in. We really, really appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So sadly, whenever there is a tragic shooting where 19 students killed two teachers, it as what happened at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, you want to really investigate and you want to go back and see what went wrong. How did we miss the signs? And we're starting to get reports of the past, not only the social media picture, but his school records, his behavior records of the Uvalde shooting, Salvador Ramos. And when you look at these signs, you're like, how could somebody not piece them all together? When you look at what happened when he, you know, had his, when he worked at fast food or previous relationships he had. So just to kind of give you guys a little bit of insight of the shooter, Salvador Ramos was only 18 years old when he went into what it believes to be his prior fourth grade classroom. And it was a class that he felt he was wronged in. And again, I'm not saying anybody could have completely prevented it, but man, when we look at red flags and we try to identify the next shooter, these are some of the things. Actually, one tenth of these things should already kind of clue us in. So first, the shooting took place in his former classroom. He had discussed bad memories of the fourth grade with an acquaintance weeks before. Fourth grade teachers told a committee, the suspect's fourth grade teacher said that she was aware he needed special help. He claimed to be a victim of bullying. She met with his mother over these concerns. She believed he ultimately had a good year, that the classroom was a safe space, but the suspect's family said no. Classmates bullied him over a stutter, his clothing, short haircut. Some family members said that some of the teachers actually picked on him and his cousin. Notes found on the alleged shooter's phone indicated that he was bullied beginning in middle school. Well, middle school usually starts fifth grade, so not necessarily fourth grade. So I don't know, you know, where that, you know, what that would imply. But still, he felt he was a victim of bullying. In 2018, he had bad school attendance. He had over 100 absences annually. Now, usually you have to redo the year if you have 20, 30, 40. So for him to have 100 absences in a 200-some, you know, day school year, that's very significant. And not so much that he's going to be a shooter, but that he's got some major issues, either medical issues or mental health issues. And I'm surprised that wasn't addressed. He had failing grades and increasingly dismal performance, according to ABC News, on standardized and end-of-course exams. I'm not saying just because somebody does poorly on a test, they're going to be a school shooter, but did anybody go, you know, you're struggling. You used to have good grades. What's going on here? First thing we look at is drug use. Whenever we see a child who was very, you know, performed very well, and all of a sudden the grades went down, we look at drug use. The committee also found that the local court does not enforce truancy rules. So unsure why a school resource officer didn't visit the shooter's home. He had a three-day suspension due to, quote, mutual combat with another student. But the suspect, other than that, didn't have much disciplinary history at school. And people are like, oh, well, you know, that's what evaded us. Well, if the kid's not in school, if he's missing over 100 days of a school year, if he's only there half the time, yeah, there's probably less of an ability for him to get in trouble. In 2021, he was 17 years old. He had only completed the ninth grade at that time. He was involuntarily withdrawn from Uvalde High School. Now, stop for a second here. He was in the ninth grade as a 17-year-old. 17-year-olds are usually seniors, and they're ready to go out there and, you know, they're scratching at the door to get out of school, which means he failed multiple grades and he was behind. A child does not want to be fully in puberty, looking, you know, a foot or two taller than his other classmates. I remember when I moved to Las Vegas my senior year, because we moved back and forth, I had to take a sex ed class, another sex ed class, to graduate in Nevada. Requirements, because in Arizona, I believe they weren't as strict about sex ed. So here I am, a 17-year-old with a bunch of 14-year-olds. That was cool. It was great. You know, a teacher was calling on me saying, Dahlia, can you explain some of this? And I'm like, you don't understand. I'm a good girl, and I really don't want to talk about this right now for everybody. But you know, it almost like I got to be the TA because I was a senior. I had boobies. You know, everybody, this is what your boobies are going to look like. Like, oh, damn. I look good. So you know, but it is difficult to be a senior in a freshman's class. He had only completed the ninth grade by 17 years old. He withdrew from Uvalde High School, citing poor academic performance, lack of attendance. Then he started to withdraw himself, isolate. He alleged his former friends jumped him. A former girlfriend said he was lonely, depressed, said he was constantly teased by friends who called him a school shooter. He was also called a school shooter online due to his comments. She said he told her that he repeatedly would not live past 18. Either he'd commit suicide or he just wouldn't live that long. And then he responded to their breakup by harassing the girl and their friends. Also, he would, I guess, I think family or online, he would watch violent, gruesome videos like suicides, beheadings, accidents. He would play video games. When he'd lose, he'd get enraged. He would make threats to other people when he lost, especially towards female players. He would terrorize with graphic descriptions of violence and rape. Then he actually looked up what a sociopath was. He looked up information on the condition because he was afraid. I guess he was even seeking psychological treatment for sociopathy, but I don't believe he ever made it. Then he was fired at Whataburger in 2021 for threatening a female coworker. Had a similar experience at Wendy's. When he asked his family and friends to buy him guns when he was 17, they refused. And so you just wonder, with all of this, why didn't anybody pick that up? And I'm not saying somebody who plays video games is a red flag, but if they respond to losing by showing a rape picture to a female, you know, challenger, that's, something's wrong there. You know, I mean, there's anger. There's, he's fascinated with beheadings and accidents and suicides and the blood and the gore. Somebody with a fascination with that is, again, a red flag. He needed help. He needed intervention. Now, another interesting theory that people have brought up is, even though they believe that the police response was at huge fault for what happened, you know, at the Uvalde shooting in terms of prevention, one theory suggests that the Uvalde school district was very fatigued by the frequent drills that would happen because of migrant chases. Now, Uvalde is about an hour from the border, but we're being told that frequent lockdowns and security alerts, there were at least 50 in the last 3 months prior to the shooting. And so one of the investigators think this was a tragic contributor of how the gunman was able to walk right in, because it was a very, you know, it was a, oh, okay, this is just another drill. And so when you have 50 drills because of migrants being chased and running and getting as far into that border as, getting it as far into the state as they did, and, you know, Border Patrol agents, because some are asking, why were Border Patrol agents in the area? Well, they were, because if migrants make it to that city, because that city is at a crossroads between two major highways, and, you know, there will be Border Patrol presence. And Border Patrol, fortunately, were the ones that I believe breached the room and killed the shooter. But we do need to have a very frank conversation about these drills that these kids go through with schools. Because, you know, we would have a fire drill maybe once a quarter, and it was good, and it reminded us what to do. But if you're having 50 in 60 days, eventually the kids are like, oh, just another migrant running from the police. And apparently when there was the, okay, guys, lockdown again, they believe that some people just didn't take it seriously, didn't lock the doors. And they even said that room 111, the lock didn't work. And that's how he's able to walk in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
People can catch COVID-19 from someone in their household. Dr. Fabian Sandoval is president and CEO of the Emerson Clinical Research Institute.
There's a continuing need to investigate new therapies to help reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19
in addition to improving diversity in clinical trials.
If you're an unvaccinated adult and you live with someone who is symptomatic and tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 5 days, you may be able to join a clinical study evaluating whether an investigational oral treatment could help prevent the spread of COVID-19 within households. Participants will receive study-related care at no cost and may receive reimbursement for study-related time and travel. To learn more, visit COVIDMoveAhead.com. This clinical study is sponsored by Merck Sharp & Dohme Corp., a subsidiary of Merck & Co., Inc.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of our listeners doesn't want to come on, but as this is on my, this is the Dr. Dolly website. You can also email us there at, with your question. So what if we see a red flag? What do you do? What do people do? So we just spoke about how Salvador Ramos went through years of showing evidence that he was struggling mentally, and nobody really seemed to do anything. School officials didn't appear to, doesn't seem to, you know, appear that he got a counselor. I don't even think he lived with his mom at the time. And so, you know, if you do see a child that is combative at work, all right, and you're the employer. Okay, obviously, you know, he was fired, but did anybody report him? You know, with these red flag laws that will allow public officials to, basically they allow police, family members, doctors to petition a court to take away someone's firearms for up to a year if they feel that person is a threat to themselves or others. 19 states in the District of Columbia, including two Republican-controlled states, Florida and Indiana, have some form of this law in the books. The red flag law doesn't necessarily mean you have to report somebody that gives you the heebie-jeebies. And, you know, the red flag laws are a nice attempt to make sure guns are not in the hands, you know, of somebody who is mentally unstable, but it doesn't necessarily, and there can be room for abuse, and I know a lot of people are watching out for that. You know, can an ex-wife or ex-husband say, oh, this person is off their rocker and they have a gun, you need to take away their gun? I mean, you know, can it be used to violate someone's Second Amendment rights? I think there has to be, you know, proof and evidence and I, you know, but this is only one part of the issue. These kids that turn out to be school shooters or these young adults, many times they don't have a documented medical history. They don't have a documented something that the red flag law would be able to jump on. You would have to have multiple people say, look, this is what we've seen with this person. This is what we've seen. You know, the average person, when they do run into somebody who is odd, will just go about their day. You know, say, look, you can't work here. You threaten the coworker. You're out. I mean, will they necessarily go and report them saying, I think this could be the next school shooter? They're like, no, get the hell off my property. I don't want to see you again. And they want it quick and final so it doesn't, that person doesn't come back. And, you know, and it really takes a village. It does. So when I was asked what does somebody actually do if there is, let's say, a school resource officer or somebody in the police department that goes and checks it out, where the benefit is and where I think alerting the authorities that somebody might have some very intriguing behavior that could point to some violence or some violent tendencies is it gets that person on the radar. That's one of the biggest values there. And they know they're on the radar. The average person that commits a crime thinks no one's going to notice. Thinks they could just go about their day, do what they need to, and nobody is going to intervene. They're just one of everybody else. And if the police do come, then they'll end their life there, or they'll leave this world in a battle, epic battle, like they've seen on their video games or whatever. But they walk around, just like Jared Loughner before he went to shoot Congresswoman Giffords in the strip mall in Tucson. He, I believe, went and got gas, went to Walmart. I believe he also went to a photo mart. I mean, like, that was at the time where I guess you could still print pictures, so he went to one of those photo marts. Just running around doing his normal day. These are people off the radar. So reporting somebody, and I'm hoping there's a way you could do it anonymously, because I know a lot of people will not want to put their name down for this, but there is, you know, reporting it goes up. Now this person is on the radar. So now they will follow their social media. You know, they will, you know, they'll pop in, they'll check on him, maybe they'll visit them. You know, if they do see that they need help. Now, didn't he shoot his grandmother before he went to shoot the school? They're going to talk to family members and say, look, you could be at risk, just like Adam Lanza. Adam Lanza's mother was shot in her bed before Adam Lanza went and shot up Sandy Hook Elementary. And here, Salvador Ramos shot his grandmother before he went to shoot up Robb Elementary School. So family members are at risk, and they will alert family members that, look, you know, you might be in la-la land, but these are things that are concerning. Does this child or young adult have access to weapons? And what weapons are they? And it is in your best interest to be very open and honest. He's not going to get arrested. It's just we want you to be prepared. We want you to be protected. And we might need to, take action if we believe he's a threat to himself or others. So the red flag laws are part of the issue where, where somebody would lose their gun temporarily. But with these red flag laws, I know many people are concerned about having a documented history of mental illness. You don't necessarily have to. The red flag law, if somebody thinks you have one brand new event that has never been documented and they think you're a threat now, the red flag law can still step in. But I am concerned, and I agree, we have to do something because it's just, these shootings are happening almost every week, and it's so tragic that innocent people have to lose their lives. And, there's not enough of us, good Samaritans that are packing that could stop these crimes. A lot of these crimes happen in areas where, people are not armed, like schools, and it's tragic. But I have patients that oftentimes say, do not put this diagnosis down on my note. And doctors can't do that. Doctors are not allowed to alter your medical record or hide things from your medical record. And people want help. They want help for their depression or their anxiety. And if they think that that's going to put them at risk for losing a firearm, they might not come forward. So we really have a... We have a dilemma because, you have people with obvious, mental health issues that we all agree should not be anywhere near a weapon. Then you have others that have navigated life, seem like the typical teenager, rebellious teenager, anarchist, I don't like school. I'm dropping out of school. I'm just going to do my, drugs and leave me alone. And then some of them end up either killing themselves or killing others. Or they end up getting their acts together going, I'm going to bunker down. I'm going to get my work done. And I'm going to make something of myself. So, reporting somebody does have value. It does because then they're on the radar and you will not be able to live with yourself. If you had an interaction with somebody that you thought was going to hurt somebody and you didn't, trust me. If you thought, I am living every day with the fact that one of my patients was one of the World Trade Center bombers who just came in for a sore throat or some, upper respiratory thing, and I didn't even recognize, because you just, who knew that was going to happen weeks in advance? And I keep telling myself, and everybody says there's nothing you could have done, so what, you're going to purposely injure every patient just in case? You can't, because I'm like, well, I could have done something. No, you couldn't have done something because you didn't know who it was. So, but if something does, you will have trouble living with yourself. So you if there is something you can do, do it. This was a person that came in just like any other run-of-the-mill person with an illness. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful, sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.